What's up? It's Misha. So you might already know, if you spent some time stalking me on the internet, that I grew up in Karachi, Pakistan. And when I was around 6 or 7, this is probably the most memorable Ramadan of my childhood. A bunch of adults gave me, my sister, some of my cousins and family friends blocks of money. And we decide, well, we have all this money, we gotta spend it on something. So we walk down the stairs out of our little apartment complex and we go out into the streets of Karachi. When you walk out, you know, from like the kid view, like lower, you just look up and you see like a ton of light. So we made a left and we kept walking. My sister is so excited about the money she has that she's literally throwing dollar bills on the floor as we're walking. So she's just like making it rain on the streets of Karachi. And then we turn another corner and it's like we enter this like mystical world. And we see this man, a literal snake charmer, standing right there in front of us with a wooden flute and a woven basket. All of us decide that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to spend our money on. We ask him, how much is it going to cost? And he says, well, how much money do you have? So we count up our money. We tell him and he goes, great, that's exactly how much it's going to cost. So we give him our blocks of money and he pockets them and he pulls out his wooden flute and he starts playing it. And he starts playing it really badly. And nothing happens. It's like the basket doesn't even rattle, you know? And then eventually he goes, oh, I guess the snake must be sleeping today. Sorry, like sometimes it's a bad day. And then it felt almost like magic, like he just disappeared. And we turned around and walked back home. The adults greet us and they're like, oh, where did you guys go? What did you do? And all the kids start telling them what happened. And I just distinctly remember my mom used to laugh all the time, but in this particular instance, she couldn't stop laughing. But I was furious. I was so mad that this guy lied to us and that I should have known better, that I kept it with me for years. I decided I would never let anybody get the best of me. But now 20 years later, thinking about it, I do remember my sister was throwing money to the ground, and we were these rich kids on the streets of Pakistan trespassing on that man's territory. So was he just doing his job? Or is he really the villain that I made him out to be all these years?
My name is Amira Sackett. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, and I'm a dancer, choreographer, teacher, and activist.
Amira had a similar moment.
I was playing up in the woods. I remember there's a lot of leaves on the ground, you know, and that's where I remember looking down and seeing like the bees kind of blending in with these dried dead leaves and just noticing them, but just thinking nothing of it.
This is Tell Them I Am.
So I think I was 12 years old. It had to be like 2 in the afternoon. Yeah, somewhere midday. Sun was out. It was beautiful. It was summertime. I was playing up in the woods with my sister, my younger sister, and her friends. And we were kind of running around the woods and we kept circling this one area. And, you know, so I'm running. I keep seeing them around my feet and I didn't pay attention. And then like the third time I hit that area, all of a sudden I felt all these little pinches all over my body. I knew my way out of the woods. You know, we were like at the top of this ridge. And then you had to kind of run down a pretty steep hill. And then there's like a patio and then another hill that's more cleared. And that's where my mom met me. So she ran up the hill to where I was, which was a considerable distance, and found me just crying and screaming. And she actually I had my hair in like French braids, like 2 French braids. And she was pulling bees out of my hair. that's pretty gangster, you know what I mean? Like, she wasn't swatting them away. She was literally, like, not caring if she got stung. And then I came down to the house, and then my dad was freaking out, and they threw me in a cold shower. And when I came out of the shower, I was actually, like, pulling the stingers from under my eyes. Like, there were stingers in my face, and I was pulling them out of my skin. That part, I was like, oh my God. I remember looking in the mirror, like, trembling. My only solace during this was that my dad had told me, you know, every time one of those bees stings you, it's a worker bee, and then it dies. So, like, that was the only thing comforting me at that moment, that my attackers were all dead.
So, fast forward to about 3 years ago. It's 2015. Amira's all grown up, and she's walking down State Street in Chicago.
Some people were out trying to get signatures and donations for, it was like a wildlife preservation environmental agency, and they were trying to get donations. And the woman started her spiel to me, and she's like, have you heard about what's going on with the honeybees? And I was like, yes, I am aware of that. And so she kind of went in to talk about, you know, how dangerous it is for us not to have, you know, for the bee populations to be dying off. And I was like, absolutely, this is, like, really scary. And I go, you know what, I'll sign up. And then as I signed up and I gave her my credit card information, I said, I just want you to know that this is a big step for me because I have a bee attack story in my past. And now I'm giving money to, like, support their comeback. And this is a huge deal in my life right now. And she just started laughing, and we were laughing about it. You go through these experiences, and then when you grow up and you get perspective, you realize, okay, these bees, like, harmed me, but at the same time, we need them, you know, and I'm dependent on them. I was in the bees' home, and they were clearly like, get out, and I didn't see the signs. They were trying to tell me, yo, it's not your hood. But I just kept going, and then paid the price.
Do you regret going onto their turf?
Yeah, I regret it. I mean, so many bees had to die, you know? They had to die. Sad. I'm not somebody who wants to trespass on Mother Nature. Yeah, these bees are living large. These bees are doing it up right now on my dime.
You can learn more about Amira and her hip-hop dance group, We're Muslim, Don't Panic, on her Instagram, at Amira Sackett. Thank you so much for listening to Tell Them I Am. I'm Misha Youssef. This episode of Tell Them I Am was sound designed by Mary Knopf with help from James Kim. It was written by Mary Knopf and me. Mary is my producer, and don't tell James Kim, but she's way funnier. Arwen Nix is the podcast boss here at KPCC, and she's also our editor. Valentina Rivera and Sean Corey Campbell are our engineers. Our beautiful music is by David Leinard. Stephanie Kraft is our super dedicated designer. By now, you might have noticed that there are these amazing illustrations of all our guests coming out as the episodes release. Thanks to Emin Ahmed for those. You should really see them. Just go to kpcc.org/tellthem or follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Misha Youssef. And if you want to show your support for Tell Them I Am or just rock some cool swag, go to kpccpodcast.org, donate $35, and get a super cute t-shirt. We'll be back tomorrow with another story.